Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and they are going after the food supply even more. They have these crazy agendas that they're just openly acknowledging that they're going to do in the near future. We're going to go into some of that today. This out of News Target, it says, attack on our food supply. Illinois corn and soy processing plant explodes, leaving at least 8 workers injured. We've all heard this before, have we not, my friends? We have seen thousands worldwide, thousands of food processing plants, factories, etc., explode in the last year and a half. We have seen countless examples of substations and oil refineries blowing up, and people aren't going to ask the obvious here, what is going on? Well, of course, there is an end goal. They want to starve us, and they need to move into a government-run food system before they have totally finished this off, because, of course, out of desperation, people will flood to it and eat their mRNA food from their ration lines with their carbon credits. This out of Breitbart, it says, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to open city-owned grocery stores. Now, this guy is a complete communist. He is pushing the exact ideas of what one would expect from the World Economic Forum, the idea of people being dependent on government for food, there being no actual private grocery stores, no one, you know, working hard to feed their family, provide the best product for the best price. It'll all be equal. Oh, that sounds so good. Equal. Great. So we all are equally enslaved. We're all equally poor. We all eat equally bad food. That is the idea. And if you step out of line, well, they can take that away from you at any moment. Now, this is right in line with what we're seeing also in London. Mayor's initiative calls for dairy, cars and dairy and meat ban by 2030. Now, Sadiq Khan recently called for basically an end of meat, end of basic travel, and all the things that we have seen Klaus Schwab say at the World Economic Forum. So, you know, we've been over this a million times. This is the goal. But they're openly admitting that this is a goal. Now, this isn't just me talking like a conspiracy theorist. This is me now reading the stories that I unfortunately predicted several years ago. So we are going to go into this and much more today, my friends. But before we do, I urge people to get prepared now. This is your chance. HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. We have organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products. Do it now before the Great Reset completely takes over. This is one of the number one ways they go after us, is the food supply and, of course, the money you have in a bank. Because, of course, you don't actually own it. They do. They could shut you down, and they could shut down your food simultaneously with their upcoming CBDC and carbon credits and social credits. They're already building the 15-minute cities. We've reported on the ground at 15-minute cities already. So I also urge you to check our GoGetFunding.com link and help support our documentary and the debts that we have. We have huge debts. We've never been in more trouble than we have financially as we are today. But nonetheless, all those links are in the description. Again, that's code WAM over at the W-A-M over at HeavensHarvest.com. Okay, so this is really interesting. At the same time as we have more fear based on random explosions at food processing plants, and yeah, I know it's soy processing and corn processing, and corn and soy are extremely bad for you, but they're also a big part of what's in so many foods out there. And while it might be unhealthy, we see that explode. We see this happen. We see a strain on the supply chain and the energy grid at the same time. And guess what? Then people are going to be flooding to other foods that might be healthier. Sure, let's say that. Let's pretend that that'll happen. And then the supply runs low on that as well, because you have a sudden rush and you don't have enough harvest. And of course, with people like John Kerry signing on with Biden to abolish most of the food supply, saying that farms cause climate change, so we need to get rid of most farms and push people into urban sprawl, something else that The Guardian also pushed, by the way, which is partially funded by Bill Gates. And then at the same time, John Kerry simultaneously saying that farms are affected by climate change and it's going to cause starvation, so we need to get rid of them. It's so overly absurd. Now, we know places like the Netherlands, second top agricultural exporter in the world, is trying to get rid of 50% of farms. They've already gotten rid of thousands of farms. And, of course, they're doing it in Ireland. They're doing it in places like Canada. And, yes, in the United States, like I said, they have built up a whole protocol around climate resilience, as they call it. All the while, the EU is trying to push everything digital with the UN, full control over the food supply, full control over everything. Now, we have, simultaneously, the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, wants to open city-owned grocery stores. Now, as it goes into it, says Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, a Democrat, no kidding, is looking into opening taxpayer-funded city-owned grocery stores in areas in which businesses have pulled out due to rampant crime. So first, you impoverish the people with inflation, you cause instability, you don't do anything about it. In fact, you actually promote the idea of this kind of stuff under the guise of injustice. And what happens next? You end up with, obviously, people rampant on the streets, causing crimes. They're starving. Their families are starving. No justification for that. Oh, but we have a solution for you. Oh, yeah, we have a good solution for you. We are going to give you government-run food. Government-run food. I seem to remember hearing about that coming out of Stalinist Russia. Stalinist Russia had government-run food. You had to share everything. And, of course, Ceausescu in Romania did a similar thing, starved out the public, and then every time they complained, he said, okay, we'll give you a bit more free food. But on these days of the week and these special, you know, treats every now and then, because it's free, quote-unquote, except for at the expense of your freedom. And it's a complete destruction of individuality. That is the idea. You never do anything sustainably yourself. You completely depend on the state for everything, which destroys the very essence of humanity. Johnson announced a partnership with Economic Security Project to look into the possibility of opening city-owned grocery stores. The first step in this partnership will be to perform a feasibility study, but the city did not provide a timeline, the Chicago Tribune reported. Johnson claimed his administration is committed to advancing innovative whole-of-government approaches to address these inequities. The mayor said in a statement, all Chicagoans deserve to live near convenient, affordable, healthy grocery options. We know access to grocery stores is already a challenge for many residents, especially on the south and west side. A better, stronger, safer future, oh, it's always a better, stronger, safer future, built back better, is one where our youth and our communities have access to the tools and resources they need to thrive. My administration is committed to advancing innovative whole-of-government approaches to address these inequities. Okay, first of all, you take away all those things that they need, you deprive them of them, and then you give it back at a price, and that is freedom. Because, again, this is the currency of the future isn't just a cashless system, which all these things are attached to in 15-minute cities. It is a currency of compliance. That's what you get the things you need to survive, in part, if you comply. And that's the main idea here. It's obviously very nefarious, but remember, with the 15-minute cities that are being built, with the destruction of food supplies around the world, utilizing weather modification and World War III scenarios, this is a recipe for disaster. And oh, they just happen to have everything at the ready to come and protect you. And oh, they'll do price fixing and all that kind of stuff, so that, you know, by the way, all these manufacturers, farmers, etc., will once again lose out on more money and be less able to grow food. That's a big part of it as well. And, of course, they're going after, with the climate policies, things like nitrogen and going after fertilizer and all that kind of stuff, and trying to ban meat and dairy, and all this by 2030, which happens to be the year of Agenda 2030, the depopulation agenda, which is where they feel by then they will have full control of this system of tyranny. And everyone will be under a CBDC when the dollar collapses. We go into a BRICS world reserve currency. We have a couple competing world currencies. It's all cashless. They say it's based on gold, but you don't actually hold the gold. And you end up owning nothing and you're quote-unquote happy, as they say. Property market goes down. You can't own a house anymore. Okay, we'll give you free tiny homes. We'll put smart meters on it. It'll tell the government how much gas, electricity, and water they're using on a daily basis, which will determine how much food they're allowed to be rationed, how much they're allowed to travel, which they say maybe once, maybe twice a year somewhere. No short-haul flights. You can't drive in the middle of big cities like Paris and London. And I was recently in London. I was recently in Oxford. I saw the ULEZ. I saw the 15-minute city setup, which I'm doing a documentary on, as I mentioned earlier. And you can already see how they're rationing this stuff. And by the way, I sort of jumble all over the place here, but New York City's mayor also called for food police to stop people from eating too much and stuff they don't want you to eat. So this is all going down right now. One of the things that they used as a litmus for this is stuff like, for example, ivermectin. So they use a COVID agenda first to pull in a lot of this, or normalization of it anyway. And then they end up later on utilizing the same tactic to take away your food, all under the guise of saving the climate. So, you know, we see, you know, in London, as I saw on the ground, there's C's on signs everywhere, and it tells you if you're allowed to go down that street. And if you do, you get fined a whole bunch of money because of the climate. And then where does that money go? Into the government's wallet. And what is that used for? To bring in more restrictions to make you even less free. That is the idea. In Oxford, they have cameras everywhere. Now, we have a whole lot of vigilantes going around and breaking down the cameras. And while it's interesting to see the pushback in a lot of ways there, I have to say, I think a lot of these are false flags, these Blade Runners that are going around knocking down cameras. It seems like a nice thing, but I believe it's just so that they can bring in more stricter security protocols later on and more sidewalks with sensors that tell them where everyone goes. They're creating a unified ledger attached to their future CBDC with their carbon credits and social credit and their smart meters and all that kind of stuff. And with that ledger, it will say everywhere you walked, everywhere you went. They never have to put a chip in your arm. They just track you by cameras, facial recognition cameras everywhere, which they, of course, trained with the masks in 2020 to 2022. So this is all part of the agenda. They want to starve you out, because the two things that people need here on Earth, food, that's a sustenance, and, you know, the ability to access their money now, well, shelter, of course, as well. They're taking all those things away from you, and they want you to give up the very essence of your soul. The idea isn't about money for them. People say, oh, they're making a lot of money. No, the money is just a piece of the control apparatus to get you weakened and then control you more. But it's not even about control either. The very end goal of this, after they get down this line of enslavement, when all roads lead to Rome, is they bring you to Rome. They bring you to that Tower of Babel, and they get you to sacrifice your soul for them. The very essence of humanity is individualism, responsibility, freedom. They are all synonymous. But of course, in this world, with these happenings, you don't have any freedom at all. You don't have any individualism. You're living in a nightmarish dystopian world like Logan's Run, and you can eat your Soylent Green on your ration stamps, and if you dare stray away, you're killing grandma by taking away food, which causes climate change, which is causing her heart attacks. It's totally not her vax. And causing her not to be able to cool her house off in the winter, or in the summer, and then she dies from heat exhaustion, and then they blame you, even though they're the ones restricting the energy grid. They're the ones restricting the food supply. They're the ones restricting property rights. They're the ones restricting you based on inflation, then hyperinflation, and then eventually that cashless system, which comes in as a cherry on the cake. This is why I've been saying lately, look, all those roads lead to Rome, right? Well, what if you built your own gravel road offshoot off of the road that led to Rome, and you made your own path, and it's gravel, it's bumpy, it's not as convenient, but tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. Then we can find freedom. We build, we prepare today, not later, and when it all comes crashing down, we will have a bright, beautiful new civilization that we could build from the aftermath of the ashes of this new world order. And it's going to be a few years. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be convenient. And it's going to be hard for a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to lose their lives, their livelihoods, their friends and families, that kind of stuff. A lot of it is the social construct as well. People will call them crazy. But we already know we've been trained for this. After years of the scamdemic, we've been trained for this. So we can do it, and I know we can do it. And I'm a very positive person when it comes to this. I know we will win. We will survive. We will persevere. We will disobey. We will build upon those ashes, and we will build beautiful families, beautiful infrastructure, beautiful things based on the voluntarist idea of things should be consensual, and we should be able to live freely as free human beings, as we did for so many hundreds of thousands of years outside of government. And then, of course, because of our amazing, you know, things that we built those conveniences for ourselves. We got comfy, then we got weakened. And now they've got us in the weakest chokehold. When we don't have access to regular food, we expect to just go to a grocery store. How long does it take a grocery store to sell out? One day. How long does it take you to, I don't know, get prepared with storable food kits, some seeds, stuff like that? A few moments, a few minutes. A few dollars, and yeah, the money might be steep to a lot of you, but looking at actually how much you will end up paying for food at the grocery store today, you can have like 4 grocery bills and end up with food for months on end. It doesn't make sense not to take this seriously. So again, people keep saying, don't grift, stop shilling, blah, 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 blah. I want to see us win. And I believe we will. But it's going to take the strongest people, not just physically, but mentally. And as far as preparedness goes, the people that base their very ideas on the essence of humanity, that's what it will take to win. So people will say, oh, well, you keep talking about storable food and all that kind of stuff. I make almost nothing off this. I want to see us win. So again, as always, with this, in the face of the UN's orders to bring in food controls and supply controls, the destruction of major trucking companies right now, the destruction of infrastructure as far as farms go, and the destruction of factories as they explode mysteriously, this is your time, my friends. So go over to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, this isn't an ad. I'm just providing solutions. HeavensHarvest.com, code WAM, W-A-M. You get free shipping on a lot of this. So there's non-GMO storable foods. How? What kind of food are you going to be getting in ration lines later from the government? I guarantee you, mRNA, soy-based crap products that destroy your ability to produce children and give you cancer and all these different things. mRNA foods, come on. So go and check out that. We have non-GMO kits. We also have organic kits, which very few storable food companies have, and especially for as good of a price as this. And again, I sound like an advertiser, but I want people to take the solutions seriously, because it could save a few. Anyone takes this seriously, it's one poor person whose life is saved. They're not dependent on the system. HeavensHarvest.com. Again, code WAM, W-A-M. There's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started, and this could save you from the Great Reset. We are the solution, my friends. We are the solution. We also have ways to get away from debanking and the CBDCs. We have KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM, where you can buy physical gold and silver today. And with that, you could roll over into physical gold or silver, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, checking, savings, or brokerage accounts. You get a whole bunch of free special reports. You get a phone call with 11-time author and double PhD Kirk Elliott. And again, you could just go down to the sign-up sheet and sign up for that phone call today. This could, again, save you from this. It's all about the solutions, and I appreciate those that take that seriously for themselves, for their family, their kids, their friends, whatever it might be, so that we can carry on this beautiful life without these obstructions. Of course, we have line energy for power, backup energy, solar panels, etc., generators, lithium batteries, so that you cannot have to be dependent on the government grid, which is one of the main things they're using against you as well. Again, you get free shipping, get a bunch of money off if you go through us. And I, you know what? I almost forgot to mention, with Heaven's Harvest, you can now pay later, so you don't have to pay all at once. So that is also a good asset to have there. So we have all these different options. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, they're trying to kill us with cancer and all sorts of things. Let's make sure that we take care of ourselves in the face of that, so that we can live another day to do this. And again, you could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, on there, but we also just have a link, so whatever you want to do. And finally, you could go and help support us at gogetfunding.com. We truly appreciate any help we can get, and thank you to those who have raised $5,307 in the last about 5 months. Out of the $10,000 we need to cover the debts from the 15 Minute City documentary, we have legal fees, medical fees. It is awful, my friends, but we can't do it without you, and I appreciate those that help. Of course, we have Patreon, Subscribestar, we have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, if you please, including privacy coins, another way to get around the technocratic system. So all of you guys are out there. We all have those solutions. We all have our ability to get out of this. It all comes down to what steps we take first. Are we going to go and spend way too much money blowing it on dinner, on a steak, probably has mRNA in it? Or are we going to go and actually stock up on something for later on, so we're not just preparing for our hunger today, but we have something for later on? It could save yourself and your family. Electricity, again, gold and silver, all these different things, we have options. As always, we have a Teespring store. You can find us on Rockfin, Telegram, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. Of course, we're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on The Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media. We're posting natively on Twitter. So again, that's World Alt Media. And we're on all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Until next time, my friends, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.